Hi, this is Jim Gammon from El Cerrito, California. I thought I'd introduce myself properly after that file I submitted about the guitar getting run over. Well, you know I'm from California, and a lot of people think that's the land of fruits and nuts, and so that's probably what you think I what I am, one or the other of those. Anyway, I thought I would introduce myself, tell a little bit about my hobbies, and also discuss a little bit about relationships. That seems to be sort of a up-and-coming theme on Larry's podcast. But I was going to focus in on a particular kind of relationship, that being one that has been augmented by technology. Anyway, to start with, a little bit about myself. My hobbies are computers, of course. Kind of love them and kind of hate them at the same time. I'm also into ham radio a little bit. Not very actively, but I have a handheld rig, a Yaesu, and I get on a few repeaters occasionally. I used to have an HF high-frequency station and would work DX, which means long-distance stations overseas and so forth, but have not done that in a long time. Had a lot of fun, though, when I did it, and I'm involved in also now in Echolink, which for those of you who might be hams might have it on your computer. It's kind of a really cool thing. Other than that, my hobby slash sort of second job is playing trumpet in a number of different bands, playing primarily traditional, or some people call it Dixieland jazz, and swing music, that kind of thing. More older stuff, Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Morton, Duke Ellington, gosh, a number of different people from that older era, and some swing and straight ahead stuff too when possible. To say that's kind of a hobby as well. It's really become a second job. My day job is working at the University of California in the Disabled Students Program, where I disable students as often as possible. I work with students in a variety of capacities, from providing auxiliary services to some assistance with adaptive technology, although we have a specialist that does that as well. So on this relationship deal I was going to talk about, I'm blind, and my wife, Kyra, can see, and one of the things that's bothered me throughout the course of our relationship is it not seriously bugged me, but once in a while, you know, when she'd be tired and driving and stuff, I wish I could drive. Well, I can't drive. She does all the driving unless we go with some friends, and once in a while I can get someone else to drive, and she can ride along and enjoy the trip. In July of 2004, I got a GPS unit with a voice note. And started using that. And at first, it caused a lot of conflict for, not very long, but a while, because I tended to be looking around, listening around, as it were, to everything around us as we'd go along. Those of you who have these things, I'm sure, know what I'm talking about, because you can tell what's around you. And I explained to my wife that, you know, if you hadn't been able to see and somebody all of a sudden gave you the ability to see what was around you, you'd be totally absorbed in that. And it's kind of equivalent to that with the GPS, where you can hear the restaurants and the whatever you want to look at, the towns you're going through and so forth. And it's just really cool. Well, I had to learn to moderate that and not look around so much. And in more recent times, I've been programming routes in when we'd be going places that were unfamiliar, and doing the navigating. And it's way cool to be actually a participant in going somewhere and saying, hey, you know, we're getting there, and this is the route you should take. Sometimes the thing makes some kind of crazy routes, but you can kind of deal with that. And you can also recreate a route from where you're located to where the end point of the route is, or where your destination is. So I just thought I'd kind of bring that up and share that for what it's worth for anyone who doesn't have the GPS and isn't familiar with it. It's just a very cool cool thing. If you can ever get a chance to experience one of those, I highly recommend it. I know that of course, Pulse Data Humanware makes the voice note and the braille note, and now the Empower with the GPS, and of course the PacMate does too. I don't know how PacMate compares in terms of its blind friendliness. I think it's called Street Talk. I'm not actually doing this to compare PacMate or VoiceNote. I'm just saying that that's what exists. as well as another one. I think it's a separate unit called the Trekker. That unit may have gotten absorbed into the Braille Note products or something. I don't know. I wanted to share that and share a little more about my self and hobbies. And for those of you who heard the guitar runover recording and think I'm nuts, well, I am. But hopefully I'll get some more sounds on here. Not regularly, but when the mood strikes me, when I can find the old, mainly tapes is what they're from, and transcribe them over here to digital audio, I'll do that. And I would really look forward and encourage people to put on any crazy files that they would have that might be sort of similar to those. So this is Jim Gammon recording this file on Tuesday evening, November 8th, and signing off. Thanks for listening.